I was sure a couple weeks ago when we had a question answer here with Rabbi Leibowitz. Rabbi Leibowitz commented that he gives his opening shiur every morning is on Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avos. And Rabbi Leibowitz said, you know, he's been doing this for 9 years or so, and he feels like he's a different person having learned Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary on Perkei Avos. And he, you know, recommended anybody that invests, you know, a lot of time learning Perkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, he thinks it can have a major and significant impact on them. In general, Rabbeinu Yonah is a unique figure in that he wrote different kinds of works. Many did this, Rabbeinu Yonah also. Rabbeinu Yonah, we know we have his chidushim in different areas of Shas. We have Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of Maseches Brachos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Maseches Sanhedrin. Rabbeinu Yonah, we know, is also a person who worked in the world of Musar a lot. The Sefer Shari Tshuva, perhaps most famously, he wrote commentary on Chumash. He was a person with an extraordinary range and one of the great Rishonim. His commentary in Perkei Avos has a very unique and really almost elevated status. Rav Wolbe, in a couple of places in Ali Shore, speaks about learning Rabbeinu Yonah. On page Chaf Tes, at least in this edition, Rav Wolbe has a piece about Tzuras HaYehudi. What are the fundamental qualities of a Jew? And he writes that a person who's young, starting to learn, so in his like spiritual world, there are four things that he should have in building himself. There are four particular svarim that are uniquely important. One is Mishnah Brura. A person be familiar with Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, and Mishnah Brura. That's on a halachic level to know the basics. It's important to know a very wide, Chumash, Rashi, Ramban, though that's considered to be also very fundamental. He mentions Misiel Yesharim, and he also mentions there, Humukrach Lirchos Lo Bikias Yesodis, Bimesechas Avos, and Perish Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rav Wolbe, that part of the fundamentals, as far as our own worldview and religious outlook, comes from Perkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's often assumed to be one of the real sort of like classic kinds of Sfarim. Rav Wolbe, again, we just quoted Rav Wolbe there, and other places also in Chilek Beis, he points out that while there are certain like fundamental Musar works that a person may want to learn when they're a little bit older, sometimes when a person's younger, not all Musar works like work for them the same way. He says, until like when a person's younger a little bit, so there's different Sfarim that can be uniquely helpful, a person getting into the world of Musar, and he recommends Perkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah as being one of, on that list of Sfarim, one of those Sfarim which can be very, very important. It is that there's a very famous introduction, there's a Sefer called Magen Avos, written by the Rashbats, to Perkei Avos, one of the great Rishonim. So Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avos is quoted by different Rishonim. It's quoted by Rabbeinu Bechai, he's quoted by the Meiri, he's quoted by the Rashbats, a lot of Rishonim that quote him. The Rashbats in his Hakdama has a very beautiful line introducing the three classic Sfarim on Perkei Avos, Rashi, Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah. He writes about Rashi, Peirush Rabbeinu Shlomo, Asher Lohaya Kamo Mifarish Lashonos Al Kavanas Omram. No one's as good as Rashi explaining to you a line, what the line was actually intended to convey. That is Rashi. Upeirush Rabbeinu Moshe, the Rambam, Asher Lo Nimtza Kamo Mikarif Advarim El Hamuskal. No one's as good as the Rambam at taking these words and explaining to you rationally and intellectually how these ideas make sense and why they make sense that way. What is Rabbeinu Yonah's Iker contribution? Upeirush Rabbeinu Yonah HaChasidzal, Asher Lo Kam Kamohu Midaber Biyiris Hashem, Limshoch Libos Bnei Ha'adam Ledarchi HaChasidus. Rabbeinu Yonah's Iker contribution is that he can speak, no one's as good as him at speaking, about Yiris Shemayim, to draw the hearts of man closer, Ledarchi HaChasidus. It's a limud which can elevate a person in their own Yiris Shemayim. It can do that in a very powerful way. Rabbeinu Yonah's works are often associated, a person learns them, with real growth in Yiddishkeit, with building people in that way. The Chidah wrote a sefer called Shem HaGedolim. The Chidah in Shem HaGedolim writes about Rabbeinu Yonah. The Chiber Rabbeinu Yonah, sefer Hayira, v'sefer Shaarei Tshuva. He wrote a lot of Sfarim in Yonah Musar. The Hakorei Bahem Yaskil, says the Chidah. A person who reads Rabbeinu Yonah, it'll become clear. Kiddushaso v'chasiduso v'libo yemayer lashuv kidivrei kiddushaso nechnasim b'leiv. That a person who learns Rabbeinu Yonah, it can be very, very inspiring, it can be very, very meaningful, and it has the capacity to move people in different ways. In that sense, Rabbeinu Yonah and Perkei Avos is a work that at least when the Rishonim and Great Acharim were describing it, they were describing it as a work with the capacity to move a person and to help a person grow and build in certain meaningful ways. What's interesting is as follows. Because it's written by Rabbeinu Yonah, so there are also sections in there, and this people point out Shari Tshuva, when Rabbeinu Yonah is writing a Musar Sefer, it has halachic implications also. Because everything he's writing, so Post can talk about, like, most Musar Sfarim, you wouldn't quote in a halachic thing. It's like you go to a Musar Shmooz sometimes, whoever's giving the Shmooz, like, they're selling their case a little bit. You know, they're talking about Kavana and Davening. So sometimes in the middle of talking about that, you play up the role of Kavana and Davening. Rabbeinu Yonah, because he was really a halachist also, even in his Musar, speaks about things in very precise halachic terminology. And in that sense, you can extract certain ideas from him, and maybe not from a classic Musar Sefer. In that sense, he has pieces here which get quoted even in the world of Lamdas. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, he has a very famous idea in the world of Lamdas. If you go through all of Chumash, it's an amazing thing. It never says anywhere in Chumash, it's usher for me to rip your shirt or to light it on fire. It's clear in Chumash that if I do so, I have to pay you back. But let's say I just want to have a good time. Let's say I have the money. And what's more fun than, like, you know, take that guy's new stretch shirt, you know, let's go for it, and we're going to have a good time. And I'll cover the price. I'm all good with that. Is there an Isser at all anywhere in Chumash? And we've shown him try to struggle, Achronim, like, what's the Isser? It can't be I just pay. So Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, in the first piece, says like this, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. He says, you know why it's important that we have a Mesorah? He says, because if we only had Torah Shebichsav, we didn't have a tradition, there'd be certain fundamental ideas we wouldn't have. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll give you an example. How do we know it's usher to cause damage to someone? Maybe I can just pay it back. Because all of damages, he suggests, is in Lo Sigzal. The Isser to steal, including the Isser to steal, is the Isser to damage. Why would that be so? What does stealing and damages have in common? In both cases, what do I cause? Some sort of a loss. A heftin mamma. So it's in that category. That Rabbeinu Yonah is a comment in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Rosenblatt speaks about that Rabbeinu Yonah a lot as far as what it tells about Mesorah. But that Rabbeinu Yonah is a Pirkei Avos. And what does it do for you? It opens up a world of Lamdas. What are the two topics in Maseches Baba Kama? All of Baba Kama is about two things, primarily. One, damages, and the other one, stealing. Why are those in the same Masechta? For Rabbeinu Yonah, makes a lot of sense. Because all damages are a violation of the Isser of stealing. So Rabbeinu Yonah is a Sefer which is primarily about Avodas Hashem and Yirat Shamayim and being able to strengthen the person's understanding, commitment, and growth in that kind of a way. Some of the Hasidim think, and this is like a classic, you know, that learning Rabbeinu Yonah is a segula to increase your Yirat Shamayim or things like that. It's all good. But as a whole, Rabbeinu Yonah here, certainly Asher Lokam Kamohu, it's a unique kind of a comment to Pirkei Avos, for it will be again, it becomes one of the basic yesodos, and like, and in that sense, even the Or Yecheskel, Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, the Mashkiach, used to say that he wouldn't allow a lot of Musar Sfarim in his house. He wanted the basics. Rabbi Yonah was always there in that particular list. It's a very fundamental sefer, but the more you learn it, it has implications in Lamdas, implications in Machshava, implications in a lot of different areas. It's a wonderful sefer to be aware of.